Smith Thompson joins us now with David Gray, solicitors in Newcastle, actually national spokesman for the Family Lawyers Association Resolution as well. So welcome to you, Elspeth.
Hello.
So are you pleased about this?
Yes, it's definitely a good move and one we've been waiting for ages. In fact, it was meant to come in the prison and courts bill in 2017, but got ditched when they called the snap general election. So it's way overdue.
And have you seen examples of this happening in family courts where, I mean, obviously reporters aren't in watching these exchanges, but can they be harrowing?
Yes, I've seen some horrible situations, even in where a judge has done everything they can to make it as good an experience as possible for the person alleging the violence. And that can include things like that person being in a different part of the building, giving evidence on video links or behind screens, and the judge putting the questions on behalf of the perpetrator. Even then, I've seen the perpetrator carry on with the abuse, for example, asking the judge to put questions about the witness's sexual history and sleeping around. So even in the court situation, him putting the question to the judge carried on the abuse.
Really? So tell us a bit more about these cases where you've actually seen it, the kind of thing that happens.
Well, that's one that really stands out in my memory, where the perpetrator said to the judge, ask her about all the people she sleeps with. Now, obviously, that wasn't a question the judge was going to put, but it had been said out loud in court in that situation where this woman was having to give evidence about what had happened to her.
But in other cases, the alleged perpetrator, speaks direct to the victim. Is that right?
Basically, the courts have come up with workarounds to try and make it as least bad as possible. So a typical situation is the judge will ask the perpetrator in advance to write down the questions that they want to ask, and then the judge will put those questions on their behalf. But there's always a time where the judge can say, is there anything else you want me to ask? And then they can get in there.
Yeah.
And also, it's a very artificial process. It seems wrong that the judge is effectively doing the cross-examining, because the judge is meant to be judging it, not taking sides. So it's not worked well at all. The judges have tried to muddle through and do their best, but it's been very unsatisfactory.
Now, the classic picture we have in our minds is of a man cross-examining a woman, but it is not always that way around.
No, but that's more typical.
Yeah, but you've seen cases, have you, where the abuse, if you like, is perpetrated by the woman and she then cross-examines the man, or is that vanishingly rare?
That's not something I've come across myself.
Or in maybe gay relationships where it's a man on a man?
Again, it, of course, it happens in all situations. Domestic abuse is rife throughout all stratas of relationships. But personally, I've only ever come across the man cross-examining the woman.
It's a difficult one to argue against. The only argument I can think of against this is that you will leave the male, let's call him the alleged perpetrator, feeling very, very frustrated that he hasn't managed to say whatever it is he wanted to say, and you hope he doesn't resort to something violent instead.
Yeah, I mean, I was racking my brains for a bad thing about this, and that's possibly the only bad thing that you could come up with. But then he's got a representative. He's sitting behind a lawyer asking questions on his behalf. He can put any points that he wants, and his lawyer will advise him if those are good points to be made or not. He's got every opportunity to make those points. And in a situation like that, if as a lawyer you're being asked to make bad points, you might still put them just to make sure that your client feels that their case has been properly put and they're not left with that sense of frustration. So even that potential bad point, it's hard to see that it would play out in practice.
Understood. Thank you very much for your time, Elspeth Thompson, with David Gray in Newcastle, who is spokesman for the Family Lawyers Organisation Resolution.